I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, lawmakers move to update a tribal housing law amid ongoing shortages, and a nonprofit organization brings skiing to communities across rural Alaska. These are your stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Lawmakers in Washington are proposing to update a key housing law for tribal nations as communities across Indian Country continue to face severe housing shortages. Last week, Montana Congressman Troy Downing introduced the American Housing and Self-Determination Modernization Act. The legislation would modernize and reauthorize the Native American Housing Assistance and Self-Determination Act, known as NAHASDA, which provides federal funding for tribal housing programs, but it has not been fully reauthorized in more than a decade. Downing said in a press release that, quote, "Home ownership is the foundation of the American dream. That doesn't stop with Americans in our tribal communities." The new act would increase funding and give tribes more flexibility to build, repair, and manage housing, Downing says. He says that across Indian Country, many Native families are living in overcrowded homes, with multiple generations sharing limited space. Mark Macaro, president of the National Congress of American Indians, says in a prepared statement that, quote, "The time to reauthorize and modernize NAHASDA is now," end quote. Other supporters of the act, quoted in a press release, say the changes are long overdue. Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Brian Schatz of Hawaii are leading similar legislation in the Senate. SkiCoo is a nonprofit that brings skiing to communities across rural Alaska. This year, organizers tried something new to make the activity stick, training a village resident to be a coach. As Eliona Niden reports for the Alaska Desk, the idea is to encourage kids to ski throughout winter. And I'm Jill Freitas.